It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. When we've got questions about words, we get answers from Ben Zimmer, language columnist for The Wall Street Journal. He's also the executive producer of the Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com. Ben, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks. Always a pleasure to be on.
Maybe there's a phrase that's always bugged you. You don't know why it is the way that it is. You can call our feedback line at 206-221-3663, and Ben might be able to help you with that. Now, Ben, we've heard the expression the whole nine yards to mean the whole thing, everything, as in I dropped everything, the whole nine yards, my drink, my plate, my hamburger, my hot dog, my mustard, my ketchup, everything went flying. But apparently this expression once was the whole 6 yards. What happened?
Well, yeah, the whole nine yards is something like the holy grail of looking for the origins of phrases, because everybody has their own explanation for where the whole nine yards comes from. I've been following this for, you know, the last several years, and I hear dozens of explanations. If you ask people, where do you think that comes from? They'll come up with stories about how the nine yards refers to the capacity of a concrete truck, if you're talking about cubic yards, or the amount of cloth needed for a Scottish kilt, or maybe a three-piece suit. There are a number of explanations that have to do with World War II military equipment, where 9 yards was thought to be the length of a bomb rack or an ammunition belt. And there are many, many other explanations. You know, does it have something to do with football, where you need 10 yards to get to, you know, to make the first down? And so even though this phrase is not all that old, it's surprisingly mysterious, and new revelations, new insights are coming just from the past few years of researchers going through historical databases of newspapers and books and so forth, and trying to trace this, because the origins have been a bit shrouded in the mists of time.
And what have they found? What's the story?
Well, the latest discovery is that there was an earlier version of the expression, and that was the whole 6 yards that appeared in some newspapers in the South. And I believe that 1912 is currently the earliest in a Kentucky newspaper, where they were using the whole 6 yards in a very similar way to the way that we now use the whole 9 yards. And so with this discovery, we can discount the idea that it had something to do with World War II, because now we know that this earlier version predated World War II. But it left a lot of people scratching their heads who thought, wait, I thought it was supposed to be the whole 9 yards.
That's
we
right.
From
where'd the extra 3 yards come from?
Well, that's still mysterious. But I mean, if you think about it, there are a lot of phrases, sort of proverbs or idioms that we use that involve a number where the number itself isn't necessarily so important. So if you think about, the proverbial 600-pound or 900-pound gorilla, well, it doesn't really matter how many pounds that gorilla is, but it just has to be a large number, and people fix on different numbers. And often we see something that Fred Shapiro, who's the author of the Yale Book of Quotations, and he does a lot of research on these sorts of things, he calls it phrase inflation, where an expression has a number, but then over time that number gets a little bigger. So, for instance, examples include the saying from Mao, which was originally let 100 flowers bloom, but now in English we usually say let 1,000 flowers bloom, which sounds more impressive, 1,000 flowers versus 100 flowers.
Sure.
And another one is cloud nine. And if you look at the history of that expression, originally, if you look back to the early mid-20th century, there was cloud seven, cloud eight, and eventually we crept up to cloud nine. Like the whole 9 yards, sometimes people like that number nine for some reason, and that ends up being the number that people fix on in expressions like this. But there wasn't apparently anything about 9 yards, anything special like the length of an ammo belt or the length of fabric for a kilt and so forth. It was just kind of an arbitrary number to describe a whole litany of things.
Ben, I love this idea of phrase inflation, but that makes me wonder, are there any examples of phrase deflation? Might we in the future see the whole 6 yards again, or maybe the whole 4 yards? Does it always get bigger?
I think there's a tendency for it to get bigger. If people are familiar with one version of it, then why would you want to ratchet it down? If you amp it up, then it sounds more impressive, or especially if you're trying to say something emphatically or even hyperbolically, you're shooting for a bigger number and rather than a smaller number. And so I think that that's a way that phrase inflation can spread, but we don't keep going up and up and up. It doesn't go on forever. Very often a phrase gets fixed in a particular way, and that's the one people end up gravitating toward, and that's what happened with the whole 9 yards.
Ben, thanks for the whole 10 yards on the whole 9 yards. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
Ben Zimmer, language columnist for The Wall Street Journal and our word guy here on The Record. Maybe you've got a word or phrase that you'd like a consult on. Call the feedback line, 206-221-3663. That's 206-221-3663. Or you can ask Ben by writing to us. It's record@kuow.org. For The Record, I'm Ross Reynolds.